السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this beautiful month of Ramadan with His blessings, with His mercy, with His forgiveness, with the acceptance of our prayers, our charity, our supplications. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly allow us to be inspired by the words of Quran that we are reading, we're listening to. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to truly practice all of these things into our lives as well. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykhana. How are you, Shaykh Ibrahim?
Alaikum assalam. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you for your time, for your effort, for your wisdom. It is always indeed a blessing to have you with us, alhamdulillah. As we are preparing ourselves for the seventh night of fasting, which tomorrow is our seventh day of fasting, I would request you to share some wisdoms and some pearls from Surah An'am, inshallah. But before we get to those points, one quick question that I would ask, and most of the people would ask: how do we create a sense of connection and love of Quran in Ramadan, right? We're listening to Quran every night. We try to read, but how do we fall in love with Quran? How do we, you know, really love it in a way that we can live without it? It's something that we already has almost been a week in Ramadan now, but we just are trying to gauge that. How do I really see if I'm loving the Quran, or am I falling in love with Quran or not? If you can guide us with that, and then inshallah, we'll jump into some reflections from the seventh juz in Surah An'am, inshallah.
Sure. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's really a pleasure to be with you at this auspicious night, Friday night, mashallah, on the blessed month of Ramadan. And inshallah, soon I will be with you. Your prayers and supplications for each other, inshallah, in this blessed time. my dear brother Mufti Farhan, he started beautifully with something about connecting to the Quran. As you know, my dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. It is the month during which this Quran started to be revealed. It took about 23 years to complete, but the heralding or the beginning of this divine occasion, the revelation of the Quran, took place in the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan, the centerpiece of the month is the Quran. And this is why we enjoy coming to the masajid, listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed nights of the month of Ramadan. So it is the month during which the Quran was revealed. And that's why we should build a strong relationship with the Quran during the month of the Quran. And one thing that will get us connected to the Quran is to understand the content and the general meanings and the general objectives of this Quran. This Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, is not a complicated book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Indeed, we made this Quran easily accessible for anyone who sincerely looks for understanding it. So this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you take sincere steps towards understanding the message of the Quran, the objectives of the Quran, the themes of the Quran, it will automatically fill your heart with comfort and peace and you will automatically, as Brother Mufti Farhan said, you will automatically fall in love with the Quran because you will break the barriers between you and the Quran. And that's why Mufti Farhan, he shared with us that during every night, let us ponder over some insights and some reflections for each part of the Quran. And here, let me just allow a few minutes to share a couple of reflections from Surah Al-An'am. And Surah Al-An'am is for those of you who want to go home and do a little bit of homework. It is chapter number 6 in the order of the Quran, and it is the first long Meccan surah of the Quran. We know that the first surah, Surah Al-Fatiha, is a Meccan surah, but it is 7 verses. And Surah Al-An'am is the first Meccan surah in the order of the Quran. First Meccan surah, long Meccan surah. And Imam Ibn Kathir, radiallahu anh, reported two things about this surah on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anh. Two things, two special gifts about this surah. The first one is that it was revealed all at once, in one shot. And the second thing, as reported by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah via angel Jibreel alayhi salam, 70,000 angels came to celebrate the occasion of the revelation of this surah. How many, brothers and sisters, again? 70,000 angels. Mm-hmm. What they said, they used to say, Subhanallah walhamdulillah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. So this is an indication that this surah talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the centerpiece or the central theme of this surah is talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about himself in Surah Al-An'am? Two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared his divine attributes and characteristics to us. So he shared so many divine attributes. But I'm just wanting to point out one particular attribute that was repeated twice in this surah. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ
Allah.
وَكَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ Two times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote on himself to show mercy to his creations. Say Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Allah obligated himself to show mercy and compassion to all of his creation. This is the divine attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand about him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We repeat this oftentimes. That's the first way of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his divine attributes. The second way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke extensively in Surah Al-An'am is about the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread around us in his vast universe, that each and every sign indicates to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-An'am, he approached his own people. He told them, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the moon. All of them are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them have certain types of defects, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is free from any defect. This is so many signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this vast universe, including us. Look at the eyes, look at the ears, the hearing faculty, look at the tongue, look at your internal systems, look at the heart that has been pumping up for decades, for many years nonstop. And everything in this universe indicates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Now, having recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, you can find it in the end of Surah Al-An'am. And please listen to this beautiful verse. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the slogan, this is the motto, this is the methodology of a Muslim. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, my prayers. نُسُكِي, مَحْيَايَ, my sacrifice, my life, my death, indeed for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what worship is all about. So Surah Al-An'am, again, talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his divine attributes, through the many signs that he has spread around us. What Allah wants from us after recognizing him is to devote every kind of worship to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way to get connected with the Quran, is to understand the central message of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
جزاكم الله خيرًا شيخ. That is truly, truly amazing. And as you mentioned, that if we were to dive deeper into the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through its message, through its content, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us about, we will truly fall in love with the Quran. And indeed, Ramadan is this very time that we really reconnect ourselves, brothers and sisters. If it's not this Ramadan, then what time are we waiting to reconnect ourselves with the Quran? So it's really this time of the year that try to, you know, take out time where you can reflect over the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day for a little bit, so that inshallah you can be inspired by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Shaykhna, thank you so much for your amazing words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and increase for you and allow us to practice the words that you have shared with us, inshallah, many more days to come, and inshallah for your in-person visit to the Islamic Center of Long Island very soon as well. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to practice whatever good has been shared, inshallah. And amongst those that are truthful in their words, in their speech, and in their actions, inshallah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.